Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana farmer. I'm Sarah Brown. Last week, we met Columbus farmer Phil Davey, who will follow through this season from planting to harvest. This week, Phil shows us around his farm, still blanketed in snow, he's choosing to see as a good thing.
Moisture in Montana is always good. Can't complain about that one bit.
It's been the winter without end in central Montana. Record snowfall here and elsewhere in the state has waylaid spring planting. But farmers are gamblers, and the good ones know how to ride it out.
My sunflowers always go in around the 1st of June or a little bit before that. The chickpeas are fine if we get in the field the next couple weeks. My spring wheat on the irrigated will be fine just because we can add water to it later on. If it was on the dry land, I would be getting a little bit nervous just because we get hot in July. It could burn up if you're too late getting it in. Luckily, I have more winter wheat acres this year. You know, weather-wise, we'll see what the market does.
Once farmers figure out how to deal with the weather, they have to deal with the market. Pulses, that's chickpeas, lentils, and the like, are strong at the moment, as are oil seeds, the sunflowers and the safflowers. But wheat is still down thanks to a glut globally. Of course, that's what the commodity market does. That's part of the gamble, which is why Phil's an innovator.
My corn varieties, I might have four or five different varieties just to see what's does better. In the past, one variety will do good one year, and the next year, the next variety will out-yield that one. So it's kind of nice to have a mixture.
Corn's fairly uncommon in the area. For Phil, it's worked out, though. He's sold his to the same buyer every year since he started growing it about 5 years ago.
Market-wise, it's easy to get rid of. Some of these different crops, the market is the reason why there aren't more crops around here. 10 years ago, there was mainly wheat. Now you see a lot of different crops, as in sunflowers or even dryland corn or chickpeas or field peas. The chickpeas go to Minot, North Dakota for AGT Foods. They go to pea flour. The sunflowers have gone to Spokane, Washington and Fort Morgan, Colorado for confections down to Fort Morgan, and the oils to Spokane for birdseed. Safflower goes to Safflower Technologies out in Molt.
Technology's also changed a lot in a decade. Farmers like Phil, young, educated, and curious, increasingly use what's called precision or smart farming. Traditional farming relies on making decisions about planting, harvesting, irrigating, spraying, and fertilizing based on regional conditions and historical data. Precision farming uses sensors, robots, GPS, mapping tools, and data analytics software to customize water, pesticide, or fertilizer treatments, not just field by field, but zone by zone.
Our ground is all over the place, from good to bad. So the thing is, you need to make your really good acres produce to their full potential. And you actually know exactly what those areas are doing instead of looking back in the grain tank like they used to in the old days and be like, oh man, it's coming out pretty good. But you don't know what it is. And you just would get an average on your whole field and you didn't know exactly, you know, what spots did what. But when you look at the yield monitor in the combine, you can definitely start getting the wheels turning in your head. Okay, I know that spot's going to do X amount of bushels. I think we've upped our yields just by knowing what certain areas can do and assigning a yield that we want to shoot for on those areas. And it's also, our protein seems to be really steady, which is good. You have a good product, and a good product is easy to sell.
Next week, with spring seemingly here for real, Phil finally gets out into his fields.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.